Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
In this edition, I shine a light on the Woking New Victoria Theatre during an audio-described performance of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat with an insight on the show, tour and venue, and forthcoming audio-described performances. A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is your regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is currently on its 2025 tour, and I got to experience it during its stop in Woking in June 2025, which was direct from its West End reimagining a few years ago that debuted at the London Palladium with Sheridan Smith, then Alexandra Burke, in an extended role for the narrator, scaling down the ensemble somewhat and utilising the child performers more in key roles. The show very much has a different feel from the original, as it's a lot slicker and fast-paced and almost lends a repertory feel, with the same performers playing more than one role. Though the essence of the show remains, as the memorable score from Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber remains unchanged and still resonates on an emotional level decades later. The narrator was played by Christina Bianco, who is incredibly versatile in musical styles and personas and adopted a wonderful playfulness throughout. Adam Felipe, as Joseph, embodies all the charisma, cheekiness, good looks and vocal talent to be convincing as Joseph with brilliant stage presence. And Joe McKeldry, switching roles from Joseph to Pharaoh, adopts the character with ease and never takes himself too seriously, having fun with every note sung. This role will also be played by Jason Donovan at some performances. It's still very much a visual affair, with an Egyptian-style production design depicting a sandy surface with lots of swing set elements brought on when needed to create specific settings and locations and lots of character interactions, which does call out for an audio-described performance and touch tour to provide a clearer sense of clarity and understanding, which was delivered confidently on this occasion by Jonathan Nash and Claire Simpson for vocalise.co.uk. The touch tour took place 2 hours before the show, allowing the opportunity to go on stage and explore the set, props and costumes, receive an overview from the describers, and touch and feel certain elements that included a rideable camel called Humphrey, 2 sheep attached to skateboards, a desk with a stack of gold coins on, Joseph's feather duster, heavy shackles, his stunning multicoloured coat, his chariot of gold, and costumes for the narrator and Pharaoh. There was also the opportunity for the 3 attendees to interact and ask questions, and was highly beneficial for those visually impaired. This ended after 30 minutes, allowing plenty of time for refreshment or to relax a bit before taking a seat 15 minutes before the start time for the audio introduction that details all you need to know to go into the show with, and audio notes from vocalised performances are available on their website by visiting vocalise.co.uk. The audio description was delivered through the venue's Mobile Connect system, which can be received via an app on your smartphone with your own headphones, or you can borrow a device and headphones from the front of house team, who will also help you to set it up and get it working correctly, and are on hand during the performance if you have any issues. The audio description was delivered by Claire Simpson in part 1 and Jonathan Nash in part 2, after a wonderful introduction from Claire. And they did it for vocalise.co.uk. They were both excellent at conveying all the action and drama unfolding on stage and providing great insight into all the visual elements. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat continues on its UK tour and will be audio described in Leicester at The Curve on Saturday the 5th of July 2025 at 2:15pm with a touch tour at 12:45pm, described by Vocalise. It's on at the Sheffield Lyceum on Thursday the 10th of July at 7:30pm, described in-house. It's on at Cardiff Millennium Centre on Saturday the 26th of July at 2:30pm, with a touch tour to be confirmed, and this is also described by Vocalise. It will also be visiting Liverpool, Glasgow and Milton Keynes. For more information, visit josephthemusical.com. Introductory notes that can be applied to any performance to make it partly accessible can be downloaded from vocalise.co.uk. The New Victoria Theatre, part of the ATG Group, opened in 1992 and established itself as one of the foremost theatres in the South East, boasting state-of-the-art facilities, excellent acoustics and clear sight lines. And they do pride themselves on access and inclusion and making your visit stress-free and enjoyable, and will assist and help in any way. So always ask a member at the front of house team should you require any help or assistance or need to feedback, either good or bad. The venue can be accessed on different levels, either from the street at stalls level or for box office at the top level of the shopping centre. The next Audio Describe performances coming up will be Matthew Bourne's Swan Lake on Friday the 26th of September at 7:30pm, with a touch tour beforehand, delivered by Caroline Byrne of Talking Theatre. And Here and Now, the Steps musical, on Thursday the 16th of October at 7:30pm. Please do check for the touch tour details at the time of booking. Don't miss this sparkling celebration of love and friendship, featuring the toe-tapping songs of Steps. Please do check about touch tour availability at the time of booking. To book tickets and for access information, you can call the ATG Access line on 0333 009 5399. To contact an access champion at the venue, you can fill in an online form by searching for New Victoria Theatre Woking and selecting access. To find out what else is audio described across the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk or for cinema accessible screenings uk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.